Hey, we left off discussing the relationship between Simchas Yontif, Shechita, and the mitzvah of Kisa Yadan. We left off to Sigin Chulin Daf Peivav, where Rav says the following chiddush, that when a person goes ahead and signals that a suda is coming to an end, if you even say Hav Bavarech, now it's time to bench. In such a case, already Achil and Shti is considered to be forbidden. The Gemara then raises the following question: how would that relate to Shechita and Kisei Hadam? Maybe one would argue that the same thing should apply there as well, that once a person engages in Kisei Hadam, in such a case, that means that the Shechita has come to an end, and if there is an additional Shechita that is done, that would require a separate bracha. So the Gemara says, in principle, yes, that should be the case. What is true of Suda is true of Shechita and Kisei Hadam, except the Gemara says that there is a significant difference. When it comes to Suda, I understand that once you bench, the Suda is over, because you cannot go ahead and bench and eat simultaneously. That's not true when it comes to Kisei Hadam and Shechita. In principle, a person can go ahead and do one with one hand, do the other with another hand. So in such a case, why would one necessarily assume that the fact that I'm engaging in Kisei Hadam means that the Shechita has come to an end? Well, so therefore, when you leave that sugya, chulin daf pei vav amud beis, it sounds as though what is considered to be a davar hamafsik? The answer is, if two things can be done simultaneously, it is not considered to be a hefsik. But if that is not true, they can only be done bazer cherzeh once you go ahead and start B. So you know what? A comes to an end. Ooh, so Tosa says, in the name of Rabbi Yontif, so what about the following? A person is in the middle of a suda, and he decides at that point in time to daven. Amad me'achiloso lihispalel. So in such a case, Rabbi Yontif writes, that meets that criterion of the Gemara. You cannot go ahead and eat and daven at the same time, and therefore davening should be considered to be the end of the achila, and therefore if you return to the very same suda, you're obligated to bench, you're obligated to wash again. You cannot just seamlessly argue that, you know what, we took a 10-minute pause, and now we can continue indeed to eat. So that was the psak of Rabbi Yontif, Poshubshat, applying the principle of the Gemara. The sole factor is whether it can be done simultaneously or whether it can only be done bezeh achar zeh. And Tosus and the Rush write that no, the ain nira. That is not an independent criterion, whether you can do two things together or whether or not. You can't ignore the background, the previous step, and the previous step is as follows. Birchas HaMazon in Suda. Birchas HaMazon signals the end of the Suda. Birchas HaMazon is the Gemar HaSuda. So that's why, once you reach the Gemar HaSuda, Birchas HaMazon is about to begin. So in such a case, I understand, you're not allowed to engage in Achila and Shtiyah. Yeah, but the Gemara compares it to the case of Kisei Hadam. Would you really argue that Kisei Hadam is considered to be the Gemar HaShechita? Absolutely yes. Kisei Hadam is considered to be the Gemar HaShechita. And therefore, that's exactly the analogy. That, you know what? Benching is to Suda, as Kisei Hadam is to Shechita. That is considered to be the time that, you know what? Nigmar, you're done. And therefore, whatever you want for the next step, that's a new beginning, and that requires a bracha. Within that detail, when do you consider it to be the Gemar? When do you not consider it? Oh, there's another factor as well. It's only considered to be the conclusion of if you cannot do two things simultaneously. But if you can do two things simultaneously, I would argue as follows. Why do you consider it to be the Gemar? Birchas HaMazon is the Gemar HaSuda because the Suda cannot continue. Kisei Hadam is not the Gemar HaShechita because you can continue to engage in a Maisa Shechita even while you're being Mechas of the Dam. So it's not an independent criteria as to whether you can do things simultaneously, Bevasachas or Bezech or Zed. But if you can do things Bevasachas, you know, the Suda is not Nigmeres. The Shechita is not Nigmeres. Wow. Okay. But if you're dealing with things that are unrelated, where you don't have the starting point that B is the conclusion of A, benching is the conclusion of the Suda, Kisei Hadam is the Gemar HaShechita, Tfilas Arvis is considered to be the Gemar HaSuda. Why is Tfilas Arvis considered to be the Gemar HaSuda? So then it's a Davra Pashud. Tosus Narash, right? That does not signal the end of the Suda. That's true when it comes to Kisi Adam. It's true when it comes to Birchas Hamazon. It's not true when it comes to Tefillah. Even though it happens to be true that you don't eat and daven simultaneously, but that's not an independent criterion at all, but rather that is an indicator as to whether the Suda comes to an end, whether it doesn't, and in no shape or form do we argue that the Suda has come to an end once a person goes at and davens, and therefore you can continue then with the Suda. You don't have to bench and recite a new bracha at the beginning of the Suda. Wow. Oh, but the whole assumption that Tosus in the Rosh, that to an extent, we don't view Kisi Adam independently, but it's considered to be the Gemar HaShchita. That analogy, just like benching is the Gemar HaSuda, Kisi Adam is considered to be the Gemar HaShchita as well. What exactly does that mean? Temporally, that certainly is true, that you do A and then you do B. So in terms of the sequence, of course, it's sequential. But does it really mean that, you know what, that the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is considered to me, right, the Gemar HaMitzvah of Shchita? To what extent is that really considered to be true? Enoch and Ami, it's true that they're Bazeh Charzeh and A follows B, but in Lamdas, to what extent really is that the case, you know? You want to look up the Dinim of Kisei Adam, where do you look? Perek Yidalef Hilchos Shchita, the Rambam. The Rambam places Kisei Adam and Hilchos Shchita, no? Well, obviously, no, because you do Shchita, and then you follow by Kisei Adam. Where do you think you should put it? Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, where would it belong? You do a Maaseh Shchita, and it's followed by Kisei Adam. Or could one argue even more than that? You know, its inclusion in Hilchos Shchita is because, you know what, this is me, Hilchos Shchita. Maybe there is an inherent relationship between the Kisei Adam and the Shchita, not just simply a temporal relationship, that first you do this, and then indeed you do that. So you know what? That this is the theme of the Rosh in two simanim I wanted you to see. The Chulin Perek Vav, Simin Dalet, and the Rosh in Perek Vav, Simin Vav. Okay? Because that's very relevant to our Gemara. We pointed out, Rashi made this comment in terms of the Lashon HaGemara. Now, because after all, the Gemara speaks about Shchita, and Rashi says it means the Kisei Adam. How is that possible? Rashi, it's because the Kisei Adam is considered to be the Gemara Shchita. And maybe the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chanano, that the Mishabru was Madai, maybe there's no Heter Achila unless there is Kisei Adam. That's a stunning Chiddush. It's not just that A follows B. It means that until the Kisei Adam is accomplished, maybe in Achinami, you don't have the Simchas Yantif because the Chefetz is indeed considered to be that which is Nesa. Well, so the Rosh in Vav Dalet, let's start with that first Rosh, discusses the following. Mishnah Chulin, Daf Hei Vav Mabeis Kos Machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Chaya Of, that requires Kisei Adam, a Behemanah, but a Chaya and an Of, yes. What if a person is engaging in a Shchita of a Chaya or Chayos, one Chaya, many Chayos, and then Ol for Ofos. So you know you have two classes. You have a Chaya and an Of, both of which are Chayiv in Kisei Adam. Okay, so Tanakama just says the following. You know what? Very, very simply. Do all the Shita. Shecht all the Chayos. Shecht all the Ofos. And you know, indeed, once that's done, then step B, now you can engage in Kisei Adam. Okay, Poshub Shach. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says the following Chiddush. Now, when you look in Vayikra Yud Zayin, the Torah mentions the Kisei Adam of Chaya and the Kisei Adam of Of separately. Chaya O Of, Chaya O Of. There is O, which is in between. Which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Kisei Adam of the Chaya or the Chaya should be done separate from the Kisei Adam of the Ofos. Meaning, you know what? This is a Shochet. He's going to engage in Shchit of Chayos, he's going to engage in Shchit of Ofos. You know what I'm going to say? The following. Shochat Chaya Yechase, and the Achar Kach Yishchodes Ha'Of. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda based on the Pasuk of Chaya O'Of. First engage in the Shita of the Chaya, then go to Kisei Adam, and then go ahead, do the Shita of the Of, and then the Kisei Adam. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you know what? You have a four-step process. Now, you have in front of you Chayos and Ofos. Your desire is to do Shita of Of. So step one, Shita of Chaya. Step two, Kisei Adam of Chaya. Step three, Shchita Vav. Step four, the Kisei Adam Vav. A four-step process. Ooh. What about when it comes to bracha? Oh, so the Gemara says there, Kulin da Pevav Medeis, that you know what? Rabbi Chanina says, Mod Rabbi Yehuda le'inyan bracha she'enu mavarech. Mod Rabbi Yehuda le'inyan bracha she'enu mavarech. You know what? Even Rabbi Yehuda that says that, you know what, that the Seder should be Shchita Kisui, Shchita Kisui, Rabbi Yehuda agrees you do not recite a separate bracha on step three. On step three. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Chanina. What is step three? The Shchita of the Oaf. Kisui v'cha. Shchita sa chaya. Kisui v'chaya. Shchita sa Oaf. Kisui Oaf. You do not recite a bracha on step three. Even though realize that you did a shchita, you'll argue the following. You know what? I did a shchita. So obviously, you don't make a separate bracha on shchita on every animal. One bracha of shchita covers. So I made a bracha on shchita, but I had to interrupt. I had to shift gears. I had to go to step two. Step two, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is kisui. So you know what the chiddush is? That even the Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, one, two, three, two, two, two. The kisui adam of chaya is not considered to be a davar hamafsik, and therefore you do not make a new bracha on step three, on the shchita of the oaf. The bracha ala shchita before the shchita sakaya covers the shchita sa'ov. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. For that, you don't need a rush. No, that's mefurish in the Gemara. Oh, the rush. What about step four? That's not a Gemara. What about step four? You did step one. You did step two. Step three. The shchita sa'ov does not require a bracha. Okay, but now you have to do the kisui hadam of the oaf, which is step four. Does step four restore a bracha? I can't point to a Gemara. Rabbi Chanina, when he was talking about bracha, he was talking about step three. What about when it comes to step four? Oh, so that already you need the Rishon. No? So the Rosh says, ooh, matzosi kosu b'shem Rabbi Natam. That's the chiddush of the Rosh. You know what? I'll tell you a chiddush, the name of Rabbi Natam. That just like there's no bracha on three, there's no bracha on four. That's Rabbi Natam's chiddush. That's not a Gemara. Just like there's no bracha on three, the shchita sa'ov, there's no bracha on four, on the kisayov. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Natan. Oh, the Rosh now continues. Why is that a chiddush? Mefurish in Gemara. No, don't repeat a bracha. No, the Gemara said, don't repeat a bracha on shchita. The Gemara did not address repeating a bracha on kisay hadam. And the Rosh writes, afal pi sheish ksas l'chalek, because one could disagree with Rabbi Natan. One could disagree with Rabbi Natan. And maybe you can suggest that the Dafka Naka, when Rabbi Chanina said, don't repeat the bracha on three, he meant, don't repeat the bracha on three, but on four, you're obligated to recite a bracha. Wow. Because there is a Makom L'chalek. What in the world is the Makom L'chalek? Rosh spells it out. Because you know what? Kisi Hadam is the Gemar L'maisa Hashchita. Woo! Kisui is siluk u gemara lamais hashchita. The kisui adam is the gemara hashchita. If it's the gemara hashchita, so therefore kisui is not considered to be a hefsek ben shchita l'shchita. You didn't go on to something extraneous. You didn't go on to something which is new. What new? You did shchita, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, before you shech the other, because you're not dealing with many chayas, a chayin and an oaf. Before you get to the next stage of shchita, the halacha insists you have to do kisui. So if kisui is the gemar hashchita, step two is not called the davra mafsik. So that's exactly the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina, that on step three, shchita of the oaf, you do not recite a bracha during the staber. But step four, the Rosh says, who says that's true of step four? Who says that's true of step four? I made a bracha on the kisui, step two. And all of a sudden now, I went on to something completely new. Shchita sa'ov. What are you going to argue? That part of the mitzvah, kisui hachaya, is shchita sa'ov? The shchita sa'ov is the gemara of the kisui hachaya. Step three is an extension of step two. I can say step two is an expansion of step one, shchita kisui. But I cannot argue that once I do step two, the kisui of the chaya, that the new shchita that I'm deciding to do, because I desire having chicken, that's already an expansion of. So here I could have argued, wow, that the shchita sof is indeed a davar hamafsik. Well, that's the Rosh. Wow. So even though the Gemara says, don't repeat a bracha. Yeah, the Gemara says, don't repeat a bracha at stage three. But you cannot be medayik from there necessarily that don't repeat a bracha on step four. Oh, that's the rush. And why is that true? Because the kisa is considered to be the gemara of the gemara shi. Well, oh, then the rush continues. Miyunira, but you know what? I agree with Rabbi Yonatan. In other words, even though one could have suggested this distinction, wow, it's not a Dara Mafsik because this is the Gemara Shchita, but if it's not, then it would be a Dara Mafsik. But I think Rabbi Natan is absolutely right. Why is that true? Because the need to repeat a bracha is a function of Hesach Hadas. Was I Mesiach Das? Was there somehow a shift in mind? Was there a shift in heart? Was there a Hesach Hadas? There was absolutely no Hesach Hadas. When this Shochet went ahead and made a bracha on Shlita, you know what? His mindset was, I'm going to shech the chaya and later shech an oath. When I made the bracha on Kisi Hadam, I'll ask the Shochet, what in the world did you have in mind? The answer is simply, I had in mind the Kisi Hadam of the chaya and the Kisi Hadam of the ofos, which is going to happen in another 10 minutes. So therefore, there was never a Hesach Hadas. So you know what? That's the beautiful Chiddush L'Rush. That even though in principle one could have disagreed with Rabbi Natan, but I think he happens to be right, because repetition of bracha is a function of Hesach Hadas, and there wasn't a Hesach Hadas between 2 and 4. 2 and 4. The Kisi of the Chaya and the Kisi of the Oath. Ooh, that's beautiful. No? That's the Rush in Siman Dalet. So therefore, ooh, the Rush writes the Psak Rabbi Natan, Yesh Lechalek, but Mihunira. Like Rabbi Natan. And Lamdus, what exactly is the basis of that chilek? Because the Rush points out, because realize that the Kisi Adam is the Gemara Shlita. And therefore, one could have certainly argued that that's not a Dabra Mafsik at all. Why would Kisi be a Hefsik when that's considered to be the Gemara Shlita? But once you do Kisi Adam, and you decide now to shech something else, the new Shlita is not the Gemara of the previous Kisui. And maybe that should require a bracha. Oh, if not for the fact that there was no Hesach Hadas. Wow, that's pretty heavy. No? That's the Rush. Oh, so beautiful, beautiful Shakla Bataria. And you see, according to Rush, you know what? The Kisei Adam is considered to be the Gemara Shlita. The Gemara Shlita. Then you take a look at the next Rush. No? Vavav. This bracha on Kisei Adam. When is this bracha made? When is this bracha made? When do you make a bracha on Kisi Hadam? Oh, so the default position, Tzachim Dav Zayin, is, you know what, the Moskel Rishon, the starting point, is you make a bracha over L'Asiyas. You make a bracha over L'Asiyas. A Berachas HaMitzvah, typically speaking, is done before the mitzvah begins. Before the mitzvah begins. Well, the Gemara does tell us clearly, no, Tzachim Zayin obeys. If that's impossible, if that really is impossible to make a bracha over l'asiyasam, then a bracha is made la'achar asiyasam, and Chazal were koveya certain brachos la'achar asiyasa because over l'asiyasa was not likely or impossible. And what are fascinating examples? The Gemara gives an extreme case: tvila sager. The ger is going to make the bracha on tvila before the ma'isa tvila. He's not Jewish. How in the world can you make the bracha? You know what the answer is? The bracha is la'achar ha'tfila, and the Gemara says, that's why the nusach ha'bracha is al ha'tfila. Li is l'haba. You can't make a bracha li'haba on tfila. Oh, and machlokas rishonim. What about other types of tfila? Not tfila sager. What about a typical case of tfila, tumintar? In principle, you can make the bracha before. So many rishonim, make the bracha before. No, you know what? Our minute is that Chazal were kovei the bracha l'tfila because of tefillas sager, and the bracha is made la'achar tefila. Even a minute, when women are tovelas, they'll be tovelas, they'll make a bracha, they'll be tovelas again. As though that the bracha is la'achar asiyasa, as well as over l'asiyasa. On the subsequent tefila, but you know what? The first tefila is the real tefila. The second tefila is just the Torah's minute. But al. The Gemara gives another stunning example. Now, Al Matilas Lula. Why in the world is the bracha Al Matilas Lula? The Gemara says, because it's La'achar HaSiyasa. Midag Be'nafid Be'. When you pick it up, you're Yotzei. And now you're making a bracha. The bracha is after the fact. Wow, stunning. And you're all familiar with Tosus. Tosus there, Tosus in Sukkah. No, Pesach and Dav Zayin. You know what? Maybe you can salvage. You can salvage all Rosh Hashanah. You know what? Have in mind not to be Yotzei. Or turn it upside down. What it is not clear. Parshat Pshat, the lulav. The lulav, the bracha zanati, the lulav. Turn the lulav upside down. Make sure everything doesn't fall out. No, but, and then, avcha, avcha. Rashi says, avcha means the lulav. No? Oh, so in that way you can salvage. And I'll tell you a Rambam, the Rambam, Tokos Brachas, Yidalev Tezvav. If you do any of this, now make a different bracha. Make a bracha lito. Not al netilas lulav. Mefurish in Rambam. The Rambam writes, if for some reason you made the bracha before your yotzei, now make a bracha of lito lula, lito lula. Unusual that we do all our kunsin, and we still make the bracha of al netilas lula. That was brachas chazal or koveya. Bracha staff nun aleph. It's really not appropriate when your hands are soiled, your hands are foul, to make a bracha with soiled hands. Wash your hands first. Oh, so chazal or koveya that the bracha of netilas yidayim is la'achar hanetila. Oh, and that's why Tosos says the bracha is al netilas yadayim and not lito, lito yadayim. Oh, and then Tosos adds, you know what? Part of the mitzvah of netilas yadayim is drying as well. So make the bracha la'achar hanatila before the niguf. Now, so it's still the mitzvah is not something which is nigmeris, not something which is nigmeris. So you can have a bracha which is obelas yasam, that's clear. In very unusual cases, you can have bracha la'achar yasam, okay. And a huge machlokas or zeruah in the Rambam. What happens? Not unusual. It was a bracha which should have been ovelas yasam, but for whatever reason, you forgot to make a bracha. Do you have the right to make a bracha after the fact? After the fact. The zeruah writes, look, if sometimes Chazal said that's what you should do, l'chachila, lula, tefila, the sedaim, that's always an option to be eved. That's always an option to be eved. So that's the sheet of the Rezaruah, that you can make a bracha, a birchas ha-mitzvah, la'achar asiyasa, v'haraya, because sometimes Chazal or Koveh, that should be the sequence, l'chachila. And the Rambam disagrees, based on the Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Aleph, that if Chazal or Koveh, the bracha, la'achar asiyasa, yes, but if the bracha should have been made over la'asiyasa, and you fail to do so, you can no longer salvage the bracha, there is no bracha, la'achar asiyasa. Wow. Unless Chazal, those are part of the exceptions. And then Tosus writes the following. Even if there is no bracha la'achar asiyasa, but there still is a bracha b'meshach asiyasa. What if the mitzvah is not yet done? Not yet done. You're in the middle of the mitzvah. Oh, so maybe even the Rambam would agree. If you're in the middle of the mitzvah, you can still go ahead and recite a bracha. That was that Rabbi Kveger, Simon Yud Gimel. Now a person lights a single Ner Chanukah and realizes, oh, I didn't recite a bracha. So Rabbi Vega writes, you know what, you can recite a bracha now on the balance of that lakum. It's the third night. Why is that true? Or Zeruah l'achar asiyasa? Tosus meshach asiyasa? And then Rabbi Kviver quotes Machlokas, the Rabbi, the Prichadash, maybe you can make a bracha of Mahadlik Ner Chanukah on Hidra Mitzvah, on Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. It's over l'asiyasa of Mahadrim. Ovlasiyasa, Mahajim and Ahajim, those are the three tzedadim. Rabbi Kveger writes, even if you're done, or b'meshech, or it's still ovlasiyasa, because it's ovlasiyasa of the kim of Mahajim and Ahajim. Wow, that's that small tshuva. Good. What about when it comes to kisi adam? What about when it comes to kisi adam? A bracha, kisi adam. When is this bracha recited? Whoa, so the Rosh Vava quotes the Halachos Gedolos. You know what? Mechase tchila v'achar kach mevarech. Wow. This is another example of a bracha which is la'achar asiyas. Okay, the Gemara has lulav and tfila, Tosus adds netilas yadayim, the Rosh adds kisi adam. This is another bracha where the bracha is incredible, no? La'achar asiyasa. And the bracha is al-kisi hadal. Al-kisi. Yeah, this is an al. This is another al-bracha, which indeed is considered to be la'achar asiyasa. Well, so you do the kisi adam, and then you go ahead and recite the bracha. What do you mean? The bracha should be over la'asiyasa. No, you really can't do that. What does over la'asiyasa mean? You're going to go ahead and do the shrita, and now you're about to mechasa the dam, And you're going to make a bracha now on the kisiyana. That's over the asiyasan. That's over the asiyasan. What in the world? The kisi hadam is the siyum mitzvah. That's the gemar mitzvah shchita. That's the gemar mitzvah shchita. So this is not over the asiyasan. Just like the ger cannot make a bracha over the asiyasan, you can't make a bracha on kisi hadam because you're going to make it right before the kisi hadam. Too late. Right before the kisi hadam. The kisi adam is the gemar mitzvahs shchita, and therefore that would not be over l'asiyasan. So if you can't make a bracha over l'asiyasan, so we have models. Chazal or koveya that the bracha is la'achar asiyasan. You can't make it over l'asiyasan, and the Bag adds uve emtsa mitzvah ein aray levarech. And it's not really appropriate in the middle of the mitzvah to start making a bracha. When you can't make a bracha over l'asiyasa, you make the bracha l'achar asiyasa, l'achar asiyasa. Well, so that's something which is fascinating. No, that's the chiddush of the Bahag. And therefore the bracha on kisi adam is afterwards because over l'asiyasa is not an option because, what do you mean? The kisi adam is the gemar of the siyum mitzvah, you know? Consider the kush of mitzvahs shchita. And guess what? The Rosh writes, "Va'olam lo nogu kach." We don't do that. Because after all, because kisi mitzvah bifnei atzma. Kisi is a separate mitzvah. And therefore, to make the bracha right before the kisi hadam, that's gevaldik. No? That is over l'asiyasan. That's not lax over l'asiyasan. That is considered to be that which is over l'asiyasan. Wow. So pretty heavy my focus. The Rosh and the Bahag. When is the bracha of kisi done made? Is it made after the kisi? Or is it done before? The before, of course, over l'asiyasan. No, the Bahag writes, that's not over l'asiyasan. And I would add this to the class of cases where chazal or kovea bracha, which is la'achar, la'achar asiyasan. Wow. That's pretty heavy. No? So that's a fundamental my focus. How indeed are we viewing the kisi done? Do we consider it to be the siyum mitzvah? Do we consider it to be mitzvah beifin atzma? That's the lashon harash, the rush bahar siyum mitzvah. And I hold kisi mitzvah beifin atzma. Well, and therefore, that would determine the nature of the bracha itself. Well, so that's pretty bechidish. Okay, so when the rush, and how do these two simanim go together in the rush? Simen dalet, simen vav. Simen Vav, where the Rosh writes, what do you mean? The Kisi is considered to be a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. No? How does that work exactly with Simen Dalet? Simen Dalet is where the Rosh said, you know what? Rabbi Natan Sa'ara, there's a difference between 3 and 4. It is very mistaken. Why? Because 2, which is the Kisi Adam of the Chaya, is the Gemar of the Shchita Sa'chaya. That's not considered the Ramafse. But Shchita Vav is not considered to be the Gemara of the Kisui of the Chaya, so therefore, maybe you should make a bracha on step 4, on the Kisui of Vav, no? Elamai, no, there was no Hesach Hadas. So it's fascinating, no? It looks as though that the Rosh and Simen Dalet is working with the Yisod of Halachos Gadolos, and the only Yishuv that the Rosh gives is, no, Hesach Hadas. And here you look at Vavav, you know, the Rosh writes fundamentally, Kisi Adam is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and therefore, obviously, the bracha indeed is done before. So that's an interesting issue. Already there, on the Rosh, Madana Yantiv, well, it raises that issue. And oh, stop. That how do you fit these Roshes together? No? That the Rosh explains, Rabbi Natan writes, it's so mistaber, because Kisi is the Gemara Shita. And the Rosh writes now, shortly thereafter, Kisi is not the Gemara Shita, but rather Kisi is considered to be a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Maybe the answer is, look carefully at the language of the Rosh. It is true, the Rosh writes that Kisi is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's a separate mitzvah. And therefore it warrants a bracha, which is over l'asiyasa. Yeah, but the Rosh said before, it's the Gemara. You know what the language of the Rosh is? Right? U'gemar l'maisa hashita. Interesting. The Maisa Hashita. There is a difference in nuance in terms of the Rosh. The Rosh refers to Kisi Adam as the Gemar Maisa Hashita, but not Gemar Mitzvah Hashita. Mitzvah B'Pnei Atzma, But Gemar Maisa Shita. Temporally, it follows. The act of Kisui naturally follows the act of Shita. Oh, that's enough to assume that maybe one could argue that it's not considered to be a hefsek. Not considered the hefsek. In terms of the mitzvah, the kiyama mitzvah, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a single kiyama mitzvah. There are two independent mitzvahs, but the fact that B follows A, you know what, that's enough to argue. It's not considered to me a davar hamafsek. You know, the brachos issue, whether this is a hefsek, whether this is not a hefsek, is not always an indication of whether it's an independent kiyum ha-mitzvah. You know, my focus is on them, on tefillin. One bracha, two brachos. Tosos, two brachos. The Rambam, one bracha. Nothing at all to do with whether one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. No, the Rambam is the one in Sefer Mitzvahs that writes tefillin are completely separate mitzvahs. We just discussed this last Thursday, no? Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Tefillah Sharosh, Tefillah Shoyad. One bracha on two independent mitzvahs. That's clear. Tosus is shita, you make two brachas on tefillin. It's not because there's a tefillah shayyad and a tefillah sharosh, not for two brachas. It's mafurish and tosus. You only put on the tefillah sharosh, you still make two brachas. Why? Whatever. No, must be something else. Two kiyumim, right? Two hagdaros. It's not because one in one. It's not because of one in one. One in one, tosus is mafurish. You don't have the tefillah shayyad, you put on the tefillah sharosh, you make two brachas. Unusual. There are two brachas on milah, there are two brachas on tefillin. Sometimes Chazal or Kovei have two different brachas, and it's a good question, why? But it's not because of one in one. You see the sugya in Sukkah, daf mem vav. The Gemara quotes the Brayis, unusual. Ha'osa mitzvos harbe. No? A person does a whole slew of mitzvos. You know what? The sheet of Tanakam, unusual. You make one bracha, v'tzivanu al ha-mitzvos. V'tzivanu al ha-mitzvos. What's an example of doing mitzvahs harbe? That's the famous Rashi, you know? Lula sukkah tefillin. That's the Rashi. Apparently you put tefillin on Chol HaMoed. No? Rashi Shita. Who, what, where? Because that's how Rashi interprets the sugi in sukkah and mem vav. You know what? When in the world do you fulfill many mitzvahs? When you're holding your lulav, you're putting on your tefillin, and you're doing it in the sukkah. That's what Rashi writes, no? It's like, ooh, okay. So you know what? That's my focus as to whether one bracha or three brachas. And we assume, of course, three brachas. Oh, that's part of the drasha of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Well, you know what? B'chol Yom V'yom, or B'chol Mitzvah, Me'in Berchosa. Wow, but bracha is not always an indicator of whether something is mitzvachas, of whether it's shtei brachos. Seino chinami, there are two different kiyumin. And that's clear, that's the Russian Vavav, that the mitzvah of kisui is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But you know what? If you want to know whether something is a davar hamafsik or whether it's not, you know what? If B always follows A, that's enough to argue it's not considered to be a davar hamafsik. And then the Rush goes a step further. And even if B doesn't follow A, after Kisi Adam, he decided to do another shlita. No? But as long as there wasn't Hesach Hadas, that's considered to be sufficient as well. But that's pretty heavy. That's the Chiddush of the Rushes, of the Rush Shita. Well, if you look in the Ramah in Yeridei Yud Tes Daled, Ramah writes the following: is there anything wrong with speaking between the Shita and the Kisiyada? Is there anything wrong with doing that? The Ramah begins Mutu Ledaber Ben Shita LeKisui, and then the Ramah adds Tov Shelo Ledaber. Ideally not, but Mikra Hadinyas. You know what the Taz writes? He thinks this is the Machlokas Rishon the Tadeus in the Rush. If it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma, why would there be an element of hefsek? But if you assume like the shita of halachos gadolos, that the kisui is considered to be the gemar, so therefore, you know what? L'chadchila, we are makbid not to be mafsik b'meshech ha-mitzvah. Obviously, do not be mafsik in between the bracha and tkiya shofar. What about in between the tkiyas? Now that's the rift, the very end of Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah is continuing. Is there any problem of hefsek be'emtza? Be'emtza mitzvah. And the Ran writes the following, that is it so obvious that there's a problem with hefsek be'emtza mitzvah? Is there any problem of hefsek be'emtza hasuda? No? A person makes a motzi, and the hamotzi only covers the tchilas ha'achila. The hamotzi doesn't cover the entire dvar maboy machmas hasuda. But is it really a chumrah not to speak during the meal? Because you know what? The bracha is chal on the entirety of the achila, Esteran. So if there's no such chumrah when it comes to a birchas hanenin and the hanah, is it so obvious that's even true when it comes to a birchas hamitzvah? Right? That's something to think about. Is it so obvious what's true of a birchas hanenin is true of the birchas hamitzvah? Maybe one could argue the purpose of the birchas hanenin is to be matir the achila, and that is chamiyad. That's chamiyad, betchilas achila. Mashenki, when it comes to a mitzvah, after all of it is considered to be the hemshik of the mitzvah, and therefore the chachila, not to go ahead and do be mafsik in that particular way. That's fascinating, no? What you have in the Rush, and again, not necessarily a stira. And even the language of the Rush in and of itself, where the Rush argues that, you know what, that it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma, but temporally, the maisa hakisui naturally follows the maisa hashita, and therefore, it's not considered to be a hefsek when it comes to dine brachos. Okay? Perhaps this is related to another very, very fundamental issue. I wanted you to take a look at Hilchos Tzitzis now. This is a Sugya Menachos, Daf Lamed Zayin Beis, and this is an incredible dune in the Mordechai. Take a look. If you didn't see it yet, take a look. The Mordechai, the end of Maseches Menachos, it's found Tav Kuf Mem Dalet. Mordechai raises a very, very fundamental issue. You have a Beged Adal Kampus, and it doesn't have tzitzis. So what would you say to a person if he wants to wear that Beged? Bechol. You know what I would say to that guy? What in the world? Don't put the Beged on now. Go put tzitzis on the Beged and wear the Beged. Okay. Why in the world would you, why would you put the beged on without tzitzis? Just put tzitzis on the beged and then wear it. Don't be so impulsive. No, what if it's Shabbos? That's the Mordechai. You have a beged at Al Kampos, and it's Shabbos. Shabbos meaning, I cannot affix the tzitzis to the beged on Shabbos. That would be an Isur Malach. So that's not an option. Putting tzitzis now is not an option. Therefore what? One possibility, therefore don't you dare wear the beged. Possibility number two, wear the beged without tzitzis. What? You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis anyway, because the Torah doesn't allow you to fix the tzitzis now. So what's the difference whether you wear the beged or not? If it's chol, what are my options? I can wear the beged without a mitzvah, I can wear the beged with a mitzvah. Put the tzitzis on. It's Shabbos. There's no way I can wear the beged with the mitzvah tzitzis. But what I really say, you know what? Don't put on the beged of Dalet Kamfos. You're putting yourself in a situation, a mitzvah, not fulfilling the mitzvah. Oh, would I argue? What's wrong with that? Why? Guess what? That's my machlokes, Rabbeinu Shlomo and the Ri. Rabbeinu Shlomo says, Don't you dare. You know, there's... What do you mean? Not wearing a beged of kampos is not here, not there. Putting on a beged of kampos, like belitzitzis. Maybe there's an isur levisha. Maybe that's called a bittul essay, a bittul hamitzah. Wearing a beged of kampos, belitzitzis. So why would you do that? You don't want to wear tzitzis? Don't wear tzitzis, no. So I have one guy in yeshiva is not wearing tzitzis. Okay. I have another guy in yeshiva is wearing a beged al kampos b'li tzitzis. You know what? Am I entitled to be more angry at the second guy than the first guy? No? Can I say to him, well, you don't want to wear tzitzis. You're putting on a beged al kampos b'li tzitzis. B'li tzitzis. Is it so obvious if you cannot affix the tzitzis that there's any element of an issa? Rabbeinu Shlomo says that yes. And the Ri says no. What do you mean there's an issa levisha? There's a mitzvah of tzitzis. And because it's Shabbos, guess what? You're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. Okay, unfortunate. Unfortunately, we didn't take care of this before Shabbos. But you know what? Right here and now, it's Shabbos. You can't gain the mitzvah tzitzis. There's nothing wrong with wearing the beged. You're wearing the beged without the mitzvah tzitzis. That's right. You can't fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. Is that? Ooh, that's a very heavy machlokes. and take a look at that Ri. The Ri like starts giving a shir klali. You know what? You don't have a mezuzah on the door. That's unfortunate. So don't walk in the room. So don't walk in the room. Aside from shmirish, you don't walk. There's an iser knis labayis apeimba mezuzah. This is your house. Put up a mezuzah. Let's say it's Shabbos. You're not going to put up a mezuzah. So the answer is, you know what? Don't walk in that house for Shabbos. Don't walk in that house. The Ri even writes the following. Maybe one could disagree. Makkah? You know what? You have to put a makkah on the roof. There is no makkah. Is it really clear now that there's an Isra of Ishtamshus? An Isra of Ishtamshus? Is it obvious when it comes to makkah, when it comes to mezuzah, when it comes to tzitzis, that there's an element of Isra? That's what the Ri says, that maybe that's not so obvious at all. Maybe one could be machalik between those cases. But the Ri writes, there's no Isra. There's no Isra of Knisa Labayis. And there is no, well, there is no Isra when it comes to Levisha Sabeget. And maybe when it comes to Makkah, that's a fascinating issue. No? What about the Isra of Simas Damim? No? What's the relationship between the Isra of Simas Damim and the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMakkah? That's something to talk about now. Not for now. There's Chazanish, no? Likut Mechor Shemishpat, Semin Yerches. You want to take a look? No? Lengthy piece in the Chazanish, because the Gemara has limitations for Makkah, no? Let's assume you have a bias which is in Bodala by Dala. It's not Chayiv HaMakkah. Let's assume it's a Beis HaKnesses. It's not Chayiv HaMakkah. You know, the kids are making noise on Shabbos morning, you know? So I said, what in the world? The father says, what should I do with my kids? Okay, take them up to the roof. You know? No, there's no Makkah. Beis HaKnesses is not Chayiv HaMakkah. Not like, what about this roof? Simas Damim. Is there, you know? Why is a bayis shein bo dalet, or like a beis hakneses, why is that worse than a sulam ru'ua? No? You have a ladder that really isn't, you're not allowed to have a weak ladder. You're not allowed to weak ladder, because you know what? A person will use that ladder, and all of a sudden you can chaser shalom. Not like, so you know, so it doesn't have a din bayis. Simas damim requires a din bayis, Like, that's a fascinating deal. And links in with that that Mordechai and the Ri. Okay, but the Ri's mafurish. There's no Issa Levisha. Wow. And Mikra Hadin, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. And Simeon Gimel quotes this Mordechai. The Torah doesn't say, don't wear a garment b'lit tzitzis. The Torah says there's a mitzvah tzitzis. And if you're in a situation where you can't fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. But it doesn't necessarily mean that there's an Issa. There's an Issa Levisha. Wow. That's pretty heavy. So if you look there in the Gilyon HaMarsha of Shlomo Eger, Gilyon HaMarsha, how does that fit with Beis HaDaches? Well, Beis HaDaches is Kisi Hadam. And what do you mean? Isn't it absolutely explicit? No? Don't you dare do shchita unless you have dirt prepared for kisei hadam. Our Gemara, shochei shibalei malech. The shochei says, can I do shchita on yantif when I'm ill-equipped? I don't have any offer for kisei hadam? The answer is no. What happens if Bidyevi he did so? Oh, well, okay, that we have to figure out. No? Okay, you know what? Kofer Guma, Afer Tichuach, Hachana. Okay, we'll figure it out. No? But the answer is no. What do you mean the answer is no? Do the Shchita. Now you have a mitzvah of Kisei Hadam. My hands are tied. I can't affix tzitzis to the garment on Shabbos. And I can't access dirt for the purpose of Kisei Hadam. So our Gemara is mafurish that you cannot do Shchita if you're ill-equipped for kisei hadam, and yet, whether you can wear a beged without tzitzis or not, whoa, that's enough. Focus on a shlomo and the Ri. That's the kash of the Gilyon HaMarsha. The Gilyon HaMarsha is found in this simon of kisei hadam. Kisei hadam is yoredeya simon chafes, and tzitzis is orachayim simon yagimel, and that's a stira. Wow. How do you resolve that? And maybe, oh, this has something to do with our issue. How do you resolve this? So you know what? This is the first tshuva in the Oneg Yantiv. Simen Aleph, no? How do you resolve the steer of Beitz of Elches, right, with the Dion and the Morachayim? Right, Nalachos Ketanos, the Menachos. Now, how indeed do you resolve? How do you resolve that steer? Well, only Yom Tov writes the following answer, fascinating. You know what? First year of the year. No. Beitz of Chavdalid. Safek Muchan. Tosu said, you know, you know why the Mishnah says Teyochan lo Seachel? Because if the Mishnah just would have said Mutter Nasser, wait, what is Mutter Nasser when it comes to Muktza? No? There's Ishtamshus for Muktza, there's Achilas Muktza, there's Tilto Muktza, no? There are a lot of dimensions to Muktza. So the Mishnah had to be very specific. Machlokas, Beisil Beishamai is Achila. Whoa! So Tosus, no? Tap Tosus in the Masechta, no? Make a taste, there should be a difference. What's the answer? Beitzach Avdalit, no? When it comes to a case of a Safek Muchan, there's a difference. In a case of a Safek Muchan, you know what? Achila is Asr, but Tiltul is Mutter. So you see, Muktzah is not all or nothing. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Achila is Asura, and Tiltul indeed is Mutter. Why exactly is that true? One possibility is, Tiltul is only a Gzeret Rabbanan. And if it's a Safek Muchan, Lo Gozru, Achilas Muktzah is not just a Gzeret Rabbanan. Achilas Muktzah could be a Din Daraisa, Rashi Sachana Deraba. And even if it's not an absolute Din Daraisa, but still, that is the Pasuk of Echinos Asher Yaviu, and that would notch it up, it lead to a Nasmachta, no? And therefore, it's not a stira to paskin differently when it comes to achila, as opposed to tiltul. Okay. Remember that, no? Then we had a tzlach, an od biyuda, no? Beitzach avdalet. We learned the sugi of davar sheish lamatir and davar sheina matir. Is muksa davar sheish lamatir and is muksa davar matir? What did Rashi say? You know what the svara of yesh lamatir and yesh lamatir is, you know? Right? Why rely on a kula today? You know what? Just wait. Just be patient. Everything will resolve itself. Okay. So what was that chiddush nolabira we discussed? Now remember? Maybe there's a difference between tofu as opposed to akhila. How many times do you eat this egg? You know what the answer is? Once. Right? Akhila chad pa'ami. No? Tiltul is zos va'od. I'll be metaltal now, I'll be metaltal tomorrow. Right? No? That was a svarah of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi said the following: if you're talking about something which you're going to do once, I have to do it once today. Just be patient. No? Just wait, everything will resolve itself. If it's something that you'll do repeatedly, today, tomorrow, you know, so it's like you know, there's a hefsid. So wait till tomorrow. No, I'll do it tomorrow and today. No, what was that great chiddush? The Noda Biyuda, that achila is called the rishis matirin, but not tiltul, and therefore suffik and tiltul. As much as suffik and achila is mizvias. Remember that? No, that was pretty heavy. What in the world does that have to do with us? Not much. No, except yeah that. That's exactly the chiddush. The Rangentif writes. When you're engaging in the following, shchita and kisui, you know what? He writes, you know, how many times are you shechting this animal engaging in kisui? You know what the answer is? Once. So let's not depot. If you'll just wait till tomorrow, you know what? You'll be able to perform this in the most pristine way. Shchita, kisui hadam. You're only going to do this once. You have to do it the second. Doing it the second means you're going to do the shchit and you're going to sacrifice the kisui hadam. So why in the world would you do it today, sacrificing, do it tomorrow, b'shemus? But when you have something you're doing today, tomorrow, the next day, you're going to wear this garment time and time again, then that sar does not apply. What do you mean, yamtin? Wait, what do you wait? I want to do it today and tomorrow. So maybe, that is the difference. There we don't assume that why indeed should one wait in any shape or form. So maybe that would justify when it comes to tzitzis that yes, there's an immediate need, and therefore mikra dina vivoter. When it comes to shechita and the kisei, you're only doing it once anyway. So wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow, and do it. And do a plishta musa. That's the teres that the Yontif writes. Oh, that's the teres that the Stipler writes. The Kedush Yaakov and Menachos and Simin Chaf Gimel and Chaf Gimel. Wow. Ben kach u ben kach. When it comes to tzitzis, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of the vishas tzitzis today. Okay. You'll fulfill it tomorrow. So fine. Ben kach u ben kach. When it comes to shchita and kisei, what do you mean? If I just wait, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah. If I do it now, I'm not going to fulfill the mitzvah. So be patient. When it comes to tzitzis, today's mitzvah of tzitzis, I'm not fulfilling it, Shabbos. So therefore, what's wrong with? Okay. Well, another possibility is as follows. Maybe it really does link to today's Hoshi. In the following sense. The question is, can I engage in Shechita knowing that I don't have the kisei of that? You know, how much foresight do you have to have? In the sense that, you know what? Don't do today's mitzvah, because tomorrow, when do you say, don't do that. Don't engage today because tomorrow. So maybe one could argue simply as follows. If indeed, the lumdis of Kisei Adam is that's considered to be the Gemar Hashmit. If that really is true, maybe that means that engaging in Shechita ill-equipped, you know what that means? That compromises, that impairs the Shechita. That's considered to be a Shechita shelo kiyochasa. Because after all, that you're doing the Shechita, but the Shechita requires kisei adam. To the point that the kisei adam is considered to be the gemar hashlita, the kisei adam is a function of the shlita, and if that really is true, yes, that if a person cannot complete the mitzvah, don't begin the mitzvah. You're beginning the mitzvah knowing that it cannot be completed. It's not a matter of, you know, that a chiyubi. So if a person is an anus and he cannot fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis, he's an anus and fulfilling mitzvah tzitzis. A person is an anus, he cannot do kisei adam. That's true. But engaging in shechita, knowing that you cannot do, that perhaps compares the shechita. That's considered to be, I'm not held, not taken to task because I didn't do the kisei adam. I'm taken to task because the shechita that I fulfilled was impaired. It was a shechita which was indeed shelo kedin. Lo neses mitzvah sa shechita ketikunu. Well, that's the language that Rosh Hashanah uses. Naviezri, Madura Tinyana, and Nofashita, Perakidalit. And you know what Rav Shach writes? We'll have to talk about this in the next year. What exactly is the Nusach HaBracha on Kisu? Guess what? Kisu is an Albrach. We talked about that. It's an Albrach. Why in the world is it an Albrach? Why is it an Albrach? Oh, according to the Bahad, that's great, because it's not Obelansiyasa. But according to the Rush, Rover Shonim, you make it right before the Kisei. So why in the world is that an Albracha? Why isn't it a Libracha? Why is that true? So take a look at that Rambam that just referenced. Now that Rambam, Yiralav Tezvav, the Rambam writes the following. Oh. There's certain times where the bracha is al, because it's achas yasa. But I'll give you another example that's not true. The bracha is al hashita. The bracha is achas yasa. Why is it al hashita? You know what the Rambam writes? Based on the Gemara, Pesach and Av Zayin, there's another consideration. It has to be a mitzvah. It can't just be a rishus. It can't be a rishus. You know, Li means I'm about to do a mitzvah. If it's not about to do a mitzvah, it's not, the bracha is out. What if it's not a mitzvah? It's not an absolute mitzvah chiyuvos. Shchita, or the Rambam says netilas yadayim, the bracha is out. You decide to have pas, you have to wash. You decide to have meat, you have to do shchita. The Rambam writes, that's called the reshus. And on a reshus, you don't make a bracha. Even if you're going to make the bracha before, you don't make a bracha, you don't make the bracha then. Make the bracha al. Wow. There are three factors in al versus le. One is, it has to be over the siyasa. The other is, it has to be mitzvah, and it has to be my mitzvah. If I go out and I put up your mezuzah, I make a bracha al. Because it's not my mitzvah. I'm doing a maisa mitzvah. It's not my kima mitzvah. Those are the three factors. I, about mitzvah. I'm about to perform a mitzvah. No, it has to be me, it has to be about Avodah Siyasa, it has to be a mitzvah. So the Rambam writes the following. Okay, lulav, after the fact. Good. Shchita, rishus. So the Rambam writes, you don't make a bracha on atidas yadayim and on shchita, because it's a rishus. And the Rambam continues. And therefore, don't make a bracha on atidas yadayim, shchita, and kisei yadayim. What about Kisei Adam? Rambam writes, I'll give you an example of a Rishus where you don't make a bracha. Of Lit, make a bracha b'al. Shchita, Netiyas Yadayim, and the Rambam signs off, and therefore, you make a bracha b'al. When it comes to Shchita, Netiyas Yadayim, and Kisei Adam, that's fascinating. Number one is, the Rambam didn't mention Kisei Adam until the second half. Number two, Kisei Adam is a Rishus. Shchita is a Rishus. But once you do shchita, don't you dare, no? You're mechuyav midaraisa to do kisei adam. That svara of rishus applies to kisei adam. That svara of rishus applies to kisei adam. Take a look at the Rambam, you know what this word. You don't make a bracha of limon HaKamitzi Yom HaMitzvah to rishus. What is a rishus? What's a rishus? You didn't have to shech. You didn't have, I know you didn't have to shech. But you know what? Once you shech, you're mechuyav midaraisa. Okay, but you didn't have to do that. Pasha shat Rambam is as follows. That, you know what, The mechayiv of the kisei adam is the maisa hashchita, and the maisa hashchita is only considered to be rishus, and therefore the kisei adam is not going to be more chamor or more mechamor than, and then it has the nusach habracha in that way. Okay, so we'll have to just continue now. Take a look at that gleaner marsha, right? How do you resolve the stira? Right, so far two possibilities. Next year. I'll discuss the third biologist.